File 12, Listening 1.
Today we're talking about the power of gossip. With me in the studio is Dr. Raheem Anders. Dr. Raheem, you have studied the advantages and disadvantages of gossip. Tell us more.
Well, gossiping is a very important social activity. According to some scientists, human language and gossip are closely linked. In fact, some researchers think that people learn to talk so that we can talk about each other. Gossip helps us to understand our position in a particular group. Usually, the aim of gossip isn't to hurt the person in the middle of the story. Instead, the intention is normally to help the person telling the story and the person listening to the story.
Let's talk to a listener. Rebecca, do you agree with Dr. Raheem?
Yes. In my experience, gossiping can be a positive thing. I'll give you an example. Last year, I told my best friend Andrea a secret. I told her I liked a boy, Tony, in my class at university. Andrea said she wouldn't tell anyone, but, of course, she couldn't keep the secret, and she gossiped to her other friends. Of course, her friends told Tony. Fortunately for me, the gossip was actually a good thing. One day after class, Tony told me what had happened. Then he invited me to go out to the cinema. We've been together since then. I think people are probably programmed to gossip, like Dr. Raheem said.
Thanks, Rebecca.
That's a really good example of positive gossip, and there are some useful lessons in that story. Firstly, the gossip didn't cause any problems because the story was true. False gossip can be very harmful, and people who tell false stories are not liked by other people in their group. Also, all the people in Rebecca's story wanted to help Rebecca and Tony. Good gossip can be very useful and can cause positive change at work, at school, and perhaps even in society as a whole.
Very interesting. Let's speak to another caller now. We have